Welcome back to the Wisdom for Business and Life podcast. I'm your host, Levi Brackman. Thank you so much for joining for another episode of this podcast. Today, I want to talk about what's going on in the news. What's really dominating the headlines is the impending indictment of former President Donald Trump. In general, I don't talk about politics in this podcast. I just don't think it's necessary. And generally, my view on politics is I don't get involved. Politics is fundamentally not interesting to me. And I rarely talk about it or even think about it. Because I try to focus on things that I can control and things that I can have an influence over. And the older I get, the more I realize that the domain over which I have influence is narrower and narrower. The thing which I have influence the most over is myself. I have very limited influence over other things, even my wife and my children. My influence over them is limited. Certainly my community is even more limited. And the more I go outwards, the more I have zero control over those things. So I try to focus mostly on trying to control myself. And even that I have difficulty over, and we'll discuss that in more detail as we progress in the podcast. So politics is something that I have very little influence over. What goes on in the government or in the Congress day to day is something that I just can't control. And I try to worry about the things that I can control. And what I can control is who I vote for and the candidate that I vote for. And therefore, 2 or 3 weeks before an election, I start paying very close attention to who the candidates are and what they stand for. I'll make a decision about who I'm going to vote for, and then I'll cast my vote. Nowadays, that's usually by mail-in ballot, although I was pretty particular about going to actually vote in person before COVID. And then after election's over, or after I've voted, I stop paying attention again until the next time I need to do something that I can have influence over, which is to vote. 2 years later, the next election, I will then start participating again and paying attention to politics. That said, we are seemingly about to have a situation which has never happened in the United States before, and that is that a former president is about to be indicted for a crime. This is a historic moment, and it's something that I think we should talk about. And there's a lot of wisdom inherent in this. Just to be clear here, and for full disclosure, and I'm on the record here, I've never, ever been a big fan of Donald Trump as a person. As a matter of fact, back in 2007, when I was writing my book, I have a chapter about entrepreneurship, and I use Donald Trump as an exemplar of a classic entrepreneur. I define a number of different types of entrepreneurs: social entrepreneur, what I call spiritual entrepreneur, and a classic entrepreneur. And I describe Donald Trump as a classic entrepreneur, someone who does things just for money's sake. They're in business for the game of making money, and that's the outcome that they seek. And just to show that they can, and they can make more and more. And that is a classic entrepreneur, one which I don't recommend in the book that people should follow. I don't consider that to be the highest level of entrepreneurship. Spiritual entrepreneurship, as I go on to describe in the book, I consider to be the highest level of entrepreneurship. And then there's social entrepreneurship, and below that is classic entrepreneurship. And I consider Donald Trump to be an example of somebody who's just a classic entrepreneur. Again, nothing wrong with that necessarily, but it's just not something that I think that people should strive to be in life. So I'm on the record for saying that Donald Trump is not somebody who one should follow his example, even as an entrepreneur. So just to get that out of the way, that was long before he went into politics. That was in 2007. The book came out in 2008, and I'm on the record for saying that. So be that as it may, that to me is totally apolitical. It's just after doing research about who he was, reading his books, I concluded that Donald Trump was not the kind of entrepreneur that people should try to emulate. He became president and he ran for president, and I did not vote for him either time. So I'll just be very clear about that. I did not vote for Donald Trump. Now, where I stand generally politically, I am usually, for most of my views, relatively right of center. I'm not an extreme right winger. In some areas, I'm a little bit left of center, but mostly my political views fall right of center. But there's something which is beyond political views and values that I really care about. Politics to me and government and how government should be run, which is really the subject of politics, is part of philosophy about how government should run, how society should run, how to create an optimal society for people's greatest utility and happiness, etc., etc. That's all part of philosophy. And reasonable minds can differ on these things. Then what politics does is it takes sides, and then people have strong opinions about these things. And it also is associated with people's class and people's friend group and who's in and who's out and those types of things. And then politicians and others will then play spheres and get them to feel strongly about something because they're scared that the other side, which feels differently than they do, might be taking away their liberty or might be trying to destroy their points of view or not allowing them to be who they want to be. And therefore, people get very passionate about it. That's all politics. There's something else. A lot of people think that ethics is really this one rule which is immutable. And it's a bit like mathematics. In math, 2 plus 2 makes 4. And that's just the way it is. 2 plus 2 does not make 6, and it doesn't make 3. It makes 4. And other mathematical rules are just rules the way they are in the universe, and they just are there. It's just facts the way they are. A lot of philosophers, and certainly theologians, believe that ethics is a similar concept. In other words, there are certain rules in which the way people should be and behave and should conduct themselves. And those rules are immutable and they're just facts. They're ethical facts. They're moral facts. What are those ethical and moral rules? Well, a lot of people will discuss and debate them. There are some fundamentals most people agree on, that you shouldn't murder, you shouldn't steal, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't cheat, etc. These are things that most people will agree upon, and these are the moral and ethical rules that most people who are born with a moral compass and think about the universe come to these conclusions that one should not steal from another person. Don't take that which doesn't belong to yourself. One shouldn't murder. Don't take somebody else's life. An extension of don't take that which doesn't belong to yourself, in fact. You should also be good and nice to people. You should give charity, etc. These are all ethical rules that most people, when they think about it, they reflect upon it, it becomes self-evident that this is the way people should behave. This idea of ethics, a lot of people believe, are just rules that are always there and are facts, if you like. They're just laws of the universe, how things should work. And most people, if they reflect upon them, they come to those conclusions. So this idea of living an ethical life is that the ethical life is dependent upon this thing itself, which is called ethics, which is self-evident. And then you try and live according to that ethical life. Other people believe that ethics is given by God and is found in certain holy books. And depending what religion you come from, if you're a Judeo-Christian, you will think it comes from the Torah or the Bible. And if you're of another religion, you'll think it comes from that other holy book. In other words, ethics are conveyed through these writings or through these holy books. But in these holy books, you still find things that all the holy books agree on. And that tells you that really ethics are these rules, which are laws of the universe, that ethical rules that most people agree upon. How we behave vis-a-vis these rules, these ethical rules, is who we are, and that makes up our character. You have these rules, these ethical rules, which are laws in the universe. We as humans interface with these ethical rules, and we can either behave ethically and in accordance with these laws, or we can behave in ways which are not in accordance with these laws. And if one is tempted to step outside of those ethical laws, then one might consider oneself to have sinned. One has failed because one ought to strive to live a life in accordance with ethics, an ethical and moral life. When one lives a life which is ethical and moral, then one is deemed to be a person of good character. And that is something which a lot of humans strive to be. It's really important to understand that being an ethical and moral person is something that none of us are perfect in. In this regard, I want to refer to three general levels. Level number one is people who are not striving to be ethical. They're below ethical in character. So think about these rules. If you can picture these rules, which are out there in the universe, and some people are aware of them, some people are very well versed in them, and therefore they're able to strive to actually live in accordance with them. It's people who spend a lot of time refining their character to become more and more ethical, and they study ethics, and they spend time thinking about what is ethical and what is not ethical, what is moral and what is not moral. What are these rules? They'll either read holy texts to try and garner some kind of knowledge of them, or they'll read philosophical texts or other kind of ethical texts. They might even reflect deeply within themselves and around the universe to figure out what is considered to be ethical. Just like there are people who will study mathematics to try and figure out what are the laws of mathematics, so they can understand how the world works and what are the building blocks of the rules of the universe, and then how they can use that in order to be able to get creative, etc., etc. Similarly, people who want to become ethical and want to live an ethical and moral life will spend a lot of time thinking about ethics. And when they consider how they should behave and how they should act in the world, they will consider whether it is moral or ethical and whether that's the correct thing to do based on these fundamental eternal rules of the universe. Whether we all agree on what those rules are or not is not as relevant to the fact that there are people who strive very hard to live their life according to these ethical laws. And mostly people from around the world who strive to live their life that way end up living a relatively similar type of life. They're doing good things, they're not stealing, they're not cheating, they don't have people who are upset with them or angry with them, they don't have other people who are out to hurt them, they don't hurt other people. You know, generally, people who are living a life striving for this moral and ethical character, similar in many ways to each other, from society to society, from country to country, from region to region. So while religions and countries and societies and cultures disagree on the particulars and details of what is moral and what is ethical, in general, what you find is that there are these fundamental rules that everyone agrees on. In other words, there's a universality that the particulars, the individuals, subsume themselves into. That universality is the laws of ethics. So each individual, although they might themselves be tempted to act in a way which isn't ethical or moral, they might want to express their own individuality, but because they care about ethics and morals, they will then subsume themselves, their individuality, into this universality of ethics. And that's just the way it is. That's the way people behave who care about ethics, because ethics is something which are universal rules. They are immutable, and ethical and moral people are people who will then sacrifice, in a sense, their individuality for that universality of these ethical and moral laws. So there's a sudden self-sacrifice that a person does in order to act in a moral and ethical way. And again, when one does that, we consider those people to be of virtuous character. These people have good character, etc. So that's that. But then there are people who are below this whole thing. So they're below ethics and morals. What that means is that they don't really interact with the universality of ethics and morals. They only have their own individuality. They don't in any way interact with ethics. So the ethics is not something they think about. Morality is not something that concerns them necessarily. They don't spend a lot of time thinking about what these rules should be, just like there are, you know, if you think about math, some people just don't care about math. They don't think about math. The rules of mathematics just is not relevant to them. There are a lot of people who the rules of ethics and morals, just they don't think about it. They don't read holy texts. They don't take that seriously. They don't spend, if they don't read holy texts, some people who will spend time reading philosophy and other kinds of books, ethical types of works. These people don't read those. Then they don't spend time thinking about what's right and what's wrong. They don't really have much of a moral compass. All they care about is themselves. It's this kind of individuality. That's all there is. They never subsume themselves into the universality of ethics. And those people often are people of bad character. Well, if you think about it, that's really how it works. You know, people who are not able to subsume themselves into the universality, they don't care about other people. It's all about their individuality. Now, for most of us, we don't live so far on that level. Most of us, even if we're not fully moral and ethical, we strive somewhat to be moral and ethical because most of us are born with a moral compass. So we have something within ourselves which says that's right and that's wrong, and we should act more in a way which is in line with what's right than what's wrong. And therefore, even though we haven't studied ethics, we've been taught a bit as kids, we're brought up in some kind of religious environment which imbibes within us ethics and morals. We learn it in school, etc. So all these things happen that we strive in some way to become a moral and ethical, and we'll sacrifice certain individuality things for that universality of morality and ethics. And that's most people. But there are some people who that just doesn't cross their mind. It's all individuality all the time. And those people are of bad character. But for most of us, we just can't fathom that. We just can't fathom those people because we're not that way. And therefore, we just don't see it. And we're not able to relate to a person who it's individuality, individuality, individuality with no universality. They're not subsuming themselves in any kind of way with the universality. And because we can't fathom that, because that's not how we live, we find it very difficult to relate to that. And sometimes very difficult for us to actually recognize that in other people. Now, so level one is the people, the lowest level, if you like, people who are individuality all the way. They don't consider ethics or morals. Then there's most other people. And those are people who try very hard to subsume themselves as much as possible in the laws of ethics and morality, in that universality. So that way they're sacrificing their individuality for that universality, and they're trying as much as possible to approximate their behavior with the laws of ethics and morality. And that's really most people. Some people are better at it than others. We all strive for it. I know I am imperfect in that, but I strive very hard to be a moral and ethical person, to do the right thing, and I spend quite a bit of time thinking about this in my life. What is the right thing to do? And it's not always so obvious, especially in when you get into the greater details of things. But the more we think about it, the more we work on it, the better we can become. And that involves certainly some self-sacrifice. So that is level two. The person who is trying to approximate themselves as much as possible to the laws of ethics and morals. And then level three is something which is beyond that, which is back into the individuality. In other words, once a person has fully approximated themselves with ethics and morality, there's a way in which you can then, if you like, transcend that. You get to the next level, and that's true leadership. That's the level of a mystic. That's the next level up, where one's not as much bound anymore by the laws of morals and ethics, because one has transcended that in a way. That doesn't mean that one is going to now act in a way in which is immoral. But what it means is that there is at that point, and again, there are very few people who actually get there. As a matter of fact, all the great mystics and philosophers, deny that they ever themselves ever got there. So anyone who walks along and says, hey, I'm there, you want to be highly suspect of it. That is the next level, where somehow they're able to transcend those rules of ethics and morals. And transcend doesn't mean to break it, but it means that in some way you're able to achieve a level which is beyond that. Kierkegaard calls it faith, for example. Other people call it the level of the righteous. There in every mystical tradition and philosophical thought pattern, there is a discussion about what this is. But that's a level which most of us never need to concern ourselves with, because most of ourselves never get to the level where we fully approximated ourselves with morals and ethics, that we are fully, totally, 100% moral and ethical people, and we never veer right or left from any kind of moral and ethical level, and that we can then transcend it. So most of us never get there, so our ability to transcend it is not there either. But it's something which one can think about and figure out what that is. Some people would argue the greatest people in history maybe be that Moses, according to the Jewish people. Christians would call Jesus of that level, and Muslims will say Muhammad reached that level. But every religion thinks that their greats reached that level where they transcended the laws of nature, if you like, and got beyond the laws of nature. And every tradition has the ideas of that and what that is. There are certain humans who are able to do it. It's very rare. But back to what's happening with Donald Trump here and why I really care about character. Because for me, in order for us to be successful as humans, we all need to be working towards approximating ourselves as much as we can, improving day by day, to the moral and ethical laws out there, that universality, the ability to subsume our individuality in the universality. And it seems to me, just from what I've read, and this is a view from 2007, and this comes out from, not from the indictment, but the whole story of the Stormy Daniels story here, which is an individual who obviously was hanging out with porn stars, which, there you go, that itself is questionable. I've never met a porn star, to the best of my knowledge. I certainly never hung out with a porn star. Most of the people I know would never even think of hanging out with a porn star. I mean, it's just not what they would do. Certainly, you find that people who are trying to approximate themselves to moral and ethical behavior, those are not people who a porn star would ever suggest that they had relations with. And on and on. Now, and then, you know, if someone said, hey, if a porn star came to me and tried to shake me down and said that I did something inappropriate with them, I would go straight to the police. I wouldn't be paying hush money. I'd be going straight to the police and say, you know, I'm being extorted here. So here's the question which is going on here is like, this is a person who is clearly not approximating himself to moral and ethical laws out there. He's a person who is not subsuming his individuality with the universality. And that is important, because for society to work, we need everyone to try to strive towards that. And certainly we need our leaders to be people who are as much as possible trying to approximate themselves to moral and ethical rules. And that's why, to me, this is not politics. This is about who do we want to be, and who do we want our leaders to be. And to me, it's very clear that the people we all should be striving to be are people who are at least doing our best to try and approximate ourselves with these universal moral and ethical rules, wherever they may be found. And we should then be demanding in our leaders that they do the same. And when we see leaders who are failing in a moral and ethical way, time and time and time again, we need to say that these people are on a lower level. They haven't reached the kind of level where they can approximate themselves to moral and ethical laws, or they're not even, and therefore they shouldn't lead us. We should lead them. And therefore, I think this is important. This is kind of a moment in the life of a country. It's a moment in the life of a society where we really need to think deeply about who we are, what are our highest values, and where do we want to go, and who do we want to be led by. And we need to be able to put politics aside. We need to be able to put our petty differences that we have, okay, philosophical ideas of how society should be run. We need to be able to put those aside, because most people who are moral and ethical people are striving for that life of moral and ethical behavior and to live according to those moral and ethical laws. Most people who are doing that agree on the fundamentals and agree on what's right and what's wrong and what we teach our kids and what we tell ourselves and how we should behave and how we should conduct ourselves. Most of us agree. So let's put the philosophy of how society should be managed and organized, let's put that aside and ask ourselves some really deep fundamental questions, which are, how do we want to be led? Who do we want to be? And where do we want to go? And when we answer those questions, each of us, because most of us are people trying to approximate our individuality with the universal laws of morals and ethics, we will have a very clear answer to that. And I think that at that point, we will say that the people who lead us should also be people who want to subsume their individuality into the universal laws of morality and ethics. And if they're showing that they can't do that, then they're really disqualified to lead us. So this has been my attempt at trying to take the politics totally out of why I think that this is a very important moment for us. We are seeing a person who lacks that ability to subsume his individuality into the moral and ethical universal laws. And the result of that is that he gets indicted. And I don't think that's political. I think that's just the way it is. It's because that's what ends up happening to those types of people. And this, we should just take the politics out of that and ask ourselves some hard questions. This shouldn't be about politics at all, in my view. For me, it certainly is not and never has been. So I hope you won't consider this to be highly political. I certainly don't. I'm sure some people will consider this to be highly political, but that's fine. I hope you have taken from this, though, some of the values of trying to strive to live a moral and ethical life, even if you didn't like what you might consider to be a political speech here, which I certainly haven't intended it to be. This has been Levi Brackman with the Wisdom for Business and Life podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have a wonderful day.